Welcome to the Excel Pod.
Welcome to Scripture Spotlight, where the text is the star of the show. I'm Garrett.
I'm Corey.
And we are in 1 Peter chapter 4, in the middle of this discussion, talking about suffering as a Christian. This is a section that began in verse 12. Today we're in verse 13 that says this, "But rejoice insofar as you share Christ's sufferings, that you may also rejoice and be glad when his glory is revealed."
Okay, so we talked about these different ways that we can glorify God through Jesus, these six imperatives. The first one was do not be surprised. This one is rejoice is the command from this particular verse, and which might seem a little bit odd to command that we rejoice during suffering. But first of all, before we get to that part, to the fact that we're sharing, he says, to the degree that or inasmuch as you're sharing the sufferings of Jesus, Christ suffered, and we're going to suffer. We talked about that in the last episode. And there's a number of ways that we can, in the severity of our sufferings, possibly we could be put to death like Jesus was. But more than that, I think what he's talking about in how we share in Jesus' sufferings is not in necessarily the way that he suffered, but in the way that he suffered, if that makes sense. Not necessarily in the severity of or the exact things happening as Jesus, but more in our attitude, which again points us back to chapter 2, verses 21 through 25. You keep suffering that way. Those five ways that we talked about that Jesus suffered, you keep suffering in those same ways that Jesus did. And if you suffer in the way that Jesus did, by not lashing back out at those that are bringing suffering, by entrusting yourself to the one who's going to judge for it, if you do that, then you can rejoice when it's all over, said and done as well.
Yeah, and that's what kind of that word rejoice would imply. Of course, whenever we think about rejoice, we think about, you know, jumping up and down, excited kind of thing. But the word just means to be in a state of happiness and well-being. And so not necessarily with the severity of Christ's sufferings, like you said, but this idea that we can be at peace. We're okay with it. We can still be go along our life, along in our lives, and be happy people, because we know we're following the same example and the same pattern that Christ has set for us.
And we're sharing fellowship with Jesus. We're building up endurance. We have an inheritance, and so he says that you may also rejoice. So we're rejoicing now while we're going through the sufferings, knowing that there's something good. It sounds a whole lot like James chapter 1. The trials that you go through are working on you. That's why we're rejoicing, not, as you said, not jumping up and down, hey, I'm glad I get to rejoice, as much as knowing that there's something good that can come out of this. And ultimately, that is that I can rejoice whenever he returns. So you might connect this to chapter 1, verses 5 through 13, and that revelation and that inheritance that he talked about there. Chapter 5 and verse 1, that uncovering when he's revealed, when Jesus's glory is revealed to everyone. But especially if you go back to chapter 4, verses 4 through 5, those who malign you, when his glory is revealed to those who persecute you, they're going to be judged and you're going to be rejoicing. So it goes back to the same thing we keep saying all along in this study is, do you want to have suffering at the hands of men for a short time and glorification by God for eternity? Or do you want to have joy and glory for men for a short time and then suffer at the hands of God for eternity? If you're rejoicing at the suffering, you realize that there's something better waiting on you, and you're really going to be rejoicing at that point when judgment comes and you realize that you're on the right side.
Well, and you've got to remember too, I think it's helpful to remember that this is an imperative. It's a command. It's not something that's like, hey, if you feel like it, you should maybe rejoice at Christ's sufferings. He tells us to. It's a command. So rejoice as you share Christ's suffering so that you can rejoice and be glad when his glory is revealed. Well, that also kind of means that the opposite is true, that if you don't rejoice, if you don't treat the suffering in the right way that's God approved, then you may not be able to rejoice and be glad whenever the Lord comes back. And that's something that is, you know, important to think about, I think, because it's kind of this idea that, you know, if you don't treat now in the right way, then you also don't get the same reward as those who did. You know, you're not going to get that same reward at the end of time as well.
Yeah, judgment is coming. So what side are you going to be on? Well, if suffering is your dividing line, then keep on rejoicing, because God's going to take care of it in the end.
Yeah, it's important. Important imperative for us to remember, this second imperative on how to glorify God through Jesus. How do we glorify God? We rejoice as we share Christ's sufferings. We continue to follow his example so that we can rejoice whenever the Lord returns and we are glorified with him. We hope that this has been a good study for you, that something that's said here that can inspire you to dive deeper into God's Word in your own time. We appreciate you being with us today and every day on Scripture Spotlight. We hope that you would like and share, subscribe, tell others about this podcast so we can continue to get this Word out, where the text is always the star of the show.